Ever wish you had like a cheat sheet for the UK media scene? Like who's who, what's what, all that. Well, that's what today's deep dive is all about. We're taking a good hard look at the media leader.
They're kind of the go-to source for anyone who really wants to understand what's going on in UK media and advertising.
Yeah, and we've got a ton of their stuff in front of us. Articles, info about their team, even some clips from their podcast. I'm already getting the sense there's a lot to unpack here. Where do we even start?
Honestly, it's the people. They've got some seriously big names on their team, like heavy hitters in media journalism.
Okay, well, let's meet these heavy hitters. Who should we talk about first?
We got to start with Omar Oakes. He's their editor-in-chief, and this isn't just some blogger with an opinion. Oakes was a leading voice at the Telegraph and Campaign. Like, when he talks about UK media, people listen, you know?
All right, I notice he's been writing a lot about TV lately, like that piece about Netflix and their upfront strategy.
Oh yeah, that's a whole other thing to unpack. Upfronts are basically these big dog and pony shows TV networks put on for advertisers to try to get them to, well, buy ads before the fall season even starts.
So it's all about locking in those big advertising deals early on.
Exactly. And the interesting thing that Oakes was getting at is that Netflix, you know, the company that was famous for not having ads, is suddenly interested in this whole upfront game.
So they're signaling a pretty big shift in strategy then.
Yeah, and Oakes is all over it, you know, breaking down what it means for Netflix, for advertisers, even for regular people like us who just want to watch our shows. He's definitely one to watch.
All right, you've got my attention. Who else is on your radar from their team?
Let's see. Well, if you're into like the business side of things, Jack Benjamin is your guy. He's the one who wrote that whole analysis of how what's it called now? X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
Oh, right.
He broke down how that name change basically wiped out billions with a B in brand value.
Yeah, I think it was like $5 billion.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah, not ideal. But what I like about Benjamin's work is he doesn't just like report the numbers, he actually digs into why it matters. So with that whole X thing, he connected it to, you know, broader trends in social media, user behavior, even what's happening with the stock market. He really brings it all together.
So we've got the expert analysis with Oakes, the business insights with Benjamin. Who else rounds out this powerhouse team?
Well, for the agency world, you got to check out Maria Yu. She's all over the mergers, the acquisitions, basically the constantly shifting landscape of advertising agencies.
Right, like that piece she did on Havas buying DMPG, which is what, a data company.
Exactly. And that acquisition really gets at this larger trend of agencies realizing they can't just be creative anymore and they got to understand the data too.
Because data is king.
Right. And Maria is all over that.
Okay, so we've got this dream team of media experts at the Media Leader, each with their own thing, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at all their work together, are there any like big picture themes or conversations that stand out?
One word.
Measurement.
Measurement, huh? It's everywhere. Like all those articles we just talked about, they all kind of tie back into this idea of how the industry is adapting to new ways of measuring media. Because the old ways, they don't really cut it anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like TV ratings, don't they kind of fall apart when everyone's streaming shows on different devices?
Exactly. And it goes beyond just how many people are watching. It's like, how are they watching? What else are they doing while they're watching? Are they even paying attention to the ads? And the Media Leader is all over this stuff. Like, they've been covering these really fascinating developments in TV measurement. You know about that whole Lantern project, right?
With ITV and Sky and Channel 4 all teaming up, what's that all about again?
So basically, it's a huge deal. You've got these major UK broadcasters, right? And they're joining forces to create this whole new audience measurement system, one that combines all the data, like traditional TV viewing data, with all the streaming data.
To get like a complete picture of how people are actually watching TV these days.
Exactly. And that has huge implications for advertisers.
Because if I'm an advertiser, I want to know my ads are actually going to reach the people I want to reach,
Yeah.
right? At the right time on the right device.
Exactly. And it seems like the Media Leader is really keyed in on this whole like data-driven advertising revolution that's happening.
Which makes sense given what you were saying earlier about them being part of the It Wanted group.
Right. That connection to a company that's like deep in media data and tech, it gives them a level of insight that you don't see everywhere.
They're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk.
Exactly.
You know, for a publication that's all about data and measurement and, you know, the future of media,
Yeah.
I'm really surprised by how, I don't know, how much personality the Media Leader has.
Right. They're not afraid to have a little fun with it.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
They don't seem stuffy at all. Like, I'm thinking about their tagline.
The Our Radio Rocks?
Yeah.
It's so unexpected.
It really is. You'd think, a publication that's so focused on data and all these like cutting edge trends in media, they'd be all about the future, right? And then boom, they hit you with our radio rocks.
Yeah.
It's great. Like they're giving a shout out to the classics, a little wink to let us know they haven't forgotten where it all started. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the media leader, I don't know, what's the one big takeaway you want to leave with our listeners?
I'd say this. Whether you're, a seasoned media professional or just someone who's curious about like what's happening behind the scenes of your favorite websites and streaming services, the media leader is worth a look. They've got their fingers on the pulse, they don't shy away from the big questions, and they even manage to make it entertaining.
I like that. It's like having a conversation with that friend who always seems to be in the know, but, without all the pretentiousness. And that's wrapping another deep dive. But hey, we want to hear from you. What insights from the media leader really got you thinking? Head over to our website, find us on social media, whatever is easiest, and let's keep this conversation going.